fringe Hindu group involved in the death of Indian secularists. India's investigative journalist Parth MN has unrivaled the violent attacks and deaths of prominent Indian Hindu secularists by terrorists of a fringe Hindu extremist outfit that wants to disturb the peace and security of the subcontinent. Stay with us for a special report in this regard. Apai Vartak aspires to live in a divine kingdom in which everyone is truthful and virtuous, leaving no room for violence or crime. Justice would be dispensed by a benevolent king according to mythological Hindu texts. Vartak, who holds a bachelor's degree in science, is the spokesman of Sanatan Santha, a radical Hindu outfit in India that aims to establish such a kingdom by 2023. According to its newsletter, Sanatan Prabhat, the intervening years will be a time of psychological and physical battles against evil forces that will prepare people for the advent of the Holy Kingdom. Asked to define the evil forces, Vartak described them as people who develop increased egos and personality defects and can't lead a normal life. The Hindu fringe group, with its cult-like beliefs and behaviors, has a following in three states in southwestern India. It has emerged as the prime suspect behind the murders of three prominent Hindu secular thinkers in recent years. Indian authorities in June arrested a Sanatan member in connection with 2013 assassination of activist Narendra Dabholkar. In September, another Sanatan member was arrested for the 2015 killing of 81-year-old author and politician Govind Pansare. India's Central Bureau of Investigation, known as CBI, said the weapons used in those two killings matched those used in the 2015 deadly attack against a third prominent secular figure, academic M.M. Kalburgi. In all three slayings, the killers accosted their victims on motorbikes. All the victims had come into conflict with radical Hindus. Dabholkar, who was 68 years old, had led a campaign in the western state of Maharashtra to pass an anti-superstition bill aimed at reducing the influence of gurus and so-called godmen. Pansare wrote a biography of Shivaji, a 17th century Hindu warrior king, who emphasized his religious tolerance and acceptance of Muslims into his army. Kalburgi spoke out against religious superstition and blind faith before being shot in September at his home in Karnataka state. Although Sanatan is trying to deny any link to the killings, investigators say they found incriminating emails on a laptop belonging to one of the suspects, Virendra Todd, the mastermind of the Dabholkar assassination. CBI officials said the email suggests that Sanatan was attempting to organize an army of 15,000 people against what it alleged anti-Hindu forces. One former Sanatan member has admitted to the CBI and investigators from Maharashtra's state police that Todd approached him asking for two revolvers and had dispatched men to track Dabholkar and Pansare. The day after Dabholkar was shot, Sanatan's newsletter ran a front-page statement saying that his death was a blessing. Pansare later received an anonymous letter that read, "You will meet Dabholkar's fate." Violence by Hindu groups receives less attention than other forms of extremism in India, a nation of 1.2 billion people, in which the Hindus, which are divided into myriad castes, account for some 50% of the population, while the other half is equally split between Muslims and Dalits, whom the Hindus treat as outcasts and untouchables. Vartak claims that his group Santan teaches self-defense and not the use of dangerous weapons. But according to a media report, a Sanatan worker told anti-terrorism police of a 2009 meeting when an explosives demonstration was held and one member said Hindus needed to learn to shoot rifles in order to kill those opposed to them. Established as a charitable trust in 1990 by hypnotherapist Jayant Atavel, Sanatan is based in the coastal state of Goa and maintains a strict secrecy around the ashrams it operates. Its website claims that long hair can reduce the sperm count in men. Members refer to Atavel as His Holiness and believes that a special scant emanates from one of his fingers. According to associates, Atavel lived in London in 1970s, where he learned to practice a form of hypnosis developed by Milton H. Erickson, an American psychiatrist. Shyam Manav, a 64-year-old practicing hypnotherapist and an anti-superstition activist, said he referred patients to Atavel around 1990, only to have them come back upset, complaining he had advised them to cure their health problems through ill-defined prayer. As a result, Manav reduced his contact with Atavel. A few years later, he learned that Atavel had acquired vibrating alarm clocks, then a luxury item in India, from overseas and tricked unsuspecting people in rural Maharashtra into thinking he caused the devices to shake merely by staring at them. Manav said, "At that point, I realized Atavel had renounced honesty as well." In 2008, Sanatan members were arrested in connection with a bombing outside a theater screening a film about the India's famously tolerant medieval Mughal Muslim emperor Muhammad Jalaluddin Akbar, where seven were injured, and another outside an auditorium showing a satire of Hindu mythology. Two Sanatan members were sentenced to 10 years imprisonment in 2011 but were released on bail 2 years later. In 2009, six Sanatan members were arrested for a blast near a church in Goa. The explosives detonated prematurely, killing two Sanatan activists who were carrying them on a motorbike. The six were acquitted on legal technicalities, but two men who masterminded the plot are wanted in connection with the recent killings. In 2011, the Maharashtra state government submitted a lengthy dossier to New Delhi calling for a ban on the group. The request was ignored and the group continues to operate. Investigative journalist Rana Ayub, who has followed Sanatan, said that some Muslim groups accused of less serious crimes such as SIMI or the Student Islamic Movement in India have been outlawed, suggesting a double standard when it comes to organizations with Hindu roots. He said, "While Hindu militancy is as much of a danger as other forms of terrorism, it is sadly still considered as aberration and not a norm." Ayub, who in 2009 disguised herself to gain entry into Sanatan's sprawling ashram in Goa, described an atmosphere full of ritual and confusing practices. Children roamed around seemingly in a trance, wearing white stickers on their foreheads to supposedly ward off evil spirits, while a saffron-colored map was laid out marking the group's purported kingdom. Ayub added, "They have their own world, their own pledge, their own way of life. It all seemed very dangerous."